Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
And the Beast Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
You.
I'm L'Oreal.
Your boy Wax, what up?
And it's always damn something here on the Bully and the Beast Podcast. But y'all don't like Wax as much as y'all thought y'all did, huh? Because y'all... Because hey. If I get one more DM or email saying, please come back to the show, then I'm going to play the lottery and probably win.
Yeah, you get the same thing when I'm not on. It didn't happen. Who knows?
We didn't get any.
Yeah.
Angela... Did we?
I did a couple of times, but it's all good though. I don't know nothing.
That
who knows
y'all
anything?
Had nothing but negative things to say about women. Man. They also say y'all shouldn't speak on women's bodies if I'm not present.
Yeah.
There was a few things that I saw. They were very upset with you guys. I don't know what the hell y'all said on here.
I would love to hear what they
said. Yeah, what were the misogynistic things y'all were saying?
I would love to hear
about women.
That if you was on the show, I probably would say the exact same thing, but you probably wasn't there to combat it. That's probably what they're saying. So it wasn't that.
They was very upset. I'm not sure what you said about women's bodies, Wax, but
I probably would say the same thing.
Even a man complained. I was like, whoa.
He probably got women parts.
How would you know that?
I wouldn't know. I mean, if he acting like that, I'm saying somebody step on my toe, that means I got a toe. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody worried about, the women parts, he might got one.
I just figured you must have really went hard. I'm like, oh, Lord, let me come back.
I'm the same guy. I mean, I got the same morals, the same values. I talk the same way. So
you got the same shitty ass.
He was here about the technical difficulties. My engineer is not here. He was here yesterday. You know what I mean? He had to go somewhere. So, we trying over here. Okay. Trying to still give y'all a show, man. I apologize. It's on me. I take it.
It is. Today it's on Wax, and we're going to get into... some emails, some voicemails, some DMs, and let y'all get some good advice, the hood advice. You know how it is. You know how we give it up. We going to let y'all know the real one way or another. Y'all can always hit us up any way that y'all could contact us, and we will guarantee we get you on the show. Wax, where can they hit us up at?
At Bully and the Beast Podcast. How are you?
So it is Bully and the Beast Podcast. Like, listen, we got all kind of things going on. Angelo, internet isn't working. Twerk God is fucking up. Wax is fucking up.
Look where he at. He's somewhere high as hell.
He's somewhere getting high as hell. And as always, the only one that's perfect is me. So
princesses.
The only one that's perfect is me is just a fact. Okay, so now we're gonna help y'all out. So what is it again, Wax?
It's the Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holla at us, you.
We actually got an email too today. I don't know where y'all dug that email up from, but we're gonna talk about that in just a second. Let's get into this DM. So they said, hey, y'all, I'm only bringing this up because I think we should bring awareness to this topic. One of my good friends recently went to get her yearly pap smear. Now, usually during a pap smear, they do a STD panel. That's HIV, AIDS, gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, and hepatitis. Maybe a few weeks before she went to the doctor, she showed me a video of a girl on TikTok who went to get her yearly pap and specifically requested a full blood panel, and she came back positive for genital herpes. Apparently, doctors don't test for herpes during routine STD testing because it can be asymptomatic and is usually very common. We were shook and both agreed that the next time we went to the gynecologist, we would get the full panel because with the F, which means her friend already got it. So why does we have to get it, just you?
Because you got to bring it in. You got to come with me, baby.
Her friend already knows that she's giving it up because she came positive. So fast forward, my friend gets her pap, requested the full panel, comes back positive. Oh, I thought she said that. She called me hysterical. She had no idea where she got it from. Or who she could have possibly given it to. And the doctor said there's no way to know for sure. Shaking my head, this is really crazy to me. If it was you, what would you do? Do you crawl into a hole and never date again? Do you disclose up front? I don't think enough people are talking about it. I Googled it. 1 in 8 people have genital herpes and 85% don't even know they have it at all.
Jesus,
all I'm going to say is wrap it up, y'all. Yeah. It's crazy out here. And it's not like you can die from it, but the stigma is super crazy, especially knowing all the people walking around with it now. I don't know. I just think there should be a conversation. I got my appointment scheduled for next week and a bitch is nervous. I just got out of a long-term relationship. We were fucking unprotective and I found out that he was a cheater. Now I think I'm going to be crying and sliding down walls with her. What do you think about this? Definitely a lot of people walking around with things that they don't know they have. Especially, you know, like the cold sores, that's herpes. Yes.
That's herpes.
That's herpes. So when people have
how close to it got to be? Because I had one, it wasn't on my lip. And this was years ago, but it was like right here.
Yeah, you have it too then.
It only came one time.
Well, that's all you need. Like, that's what they're saying, that it could be asymptomatic. Like, basically meaning like you don't get any symptoms. And like with men, a lot of these STIs, STDs, whatever, y'all get the least amount of symptoms. Y'all are mainly like a carrier. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
I thought the woman got the pocket, the pussy is in the pocket. So
it's y'all that carry it from woman to woman, child. And honestly, like, because y'all don't get symptoms, that's why y'all really carry it. Or not, some people do get symptoms that are men, but like a lot don't, or some don't. And that's why y'all end up being carriers, because you don't realize that you have it. And you're like having sex with this person and then the next person and the next person. And
I see, like, what you're saying.
Yeah, it's easier for y'all to give it away if you don't know you have it.
Yeah, because women, y'all, when y'all get something, it's like a smell because your pH goes right off. You know what I'm saying? So something, you know something is wrong with your woman. You know what I'm saying? So y'all have to go get checked out. Dude, just like, I got an itch. You know what I'm saying? I got a scratch and it's like really nothing. But at the end of the day, bro, that itch is scratching me or something. Nigga, you need to go get checked out.
Yeah, it could definitely
I got an itch and scratch, I start doctoring myself. If I go ahead and see the fucking doctor, but hey, what's that? All right.
See, that's the problem. Y'all don't go to the doctor. You felt the itch and the scratch. You felt a little tingle when you peed. And you sitting there trying to take apple cider vinegar.
That's what it is. How you know?
And Seymour.
Ginger. I got some ginger.
No, ginger is not fixing herpes. First of all, there's no cure for herpes anyway.
There's not?
No.
Boy, like, you're in trouble, boy.
But that's why they say it's such a stigma on it, because no, you don't die or anything. And then your symptoms come and go. So it's like, or you can have, like, you see how you said you had a cold sore one time and you can never get it again. And then we were talking about
EMP.
What?
I was eating peaches. Like, every time, that's why I never eat peaches no more. Every time I eat it, I had
peach.
No,
you ate, the wrong peach. But it's really not funny. Like, I feel like the problem is nowadays that a lot of people are not protecting themselves. Remember back in the day when it was kind of cool, like TLC had the condoms over their eyes.
Uh-huh.
And
the DARE,
like,
program. You know what I'm saying?
The DARE program is about drugs.
Is that about condoms? Why do you always give me condoms?
Well, I guess it's like drug and alcohol and
because it's prostitution. It's like, you know what I'm saying? So the prostitute, they always have condoms. Right?
What?
Prostitutes and sailors. They're the only ones that really use condoms back in the day. They got the condoms because of sailors and prostitutes.
I don't think that was why. I thought it was the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah, because of the sailors and the prostitutes.
Drug abuse resistant education. It don't have nothing to do. That's what DARE stands for. It has nothing to do with sex. It's about the peer pressures to experiment with drugs, alcohol, and tobacco, ass white. I knew that it was. But I will say this: we had sex education back in my day.
Yes, we did. You know, what's the picture that always scared you?
The one that looked like the herpes one, the genital wart. That's what it was. The wart.
Don't they call it? They call it blueberry, right? The blueberry something. Look that up. It's a blueberry muffin STD.
No,
and that motherfucker looked crazy. They showed us that in fucking high school, and I was like, "Oh, I'm smashing everything."
I never heard of a blueberry muffin STD.
You mean the blue waffle?
Blue waffle.
What is that? Where does that come from? What kind of disease is it?
Smashing sailors.
No, it's not. Yeah, either way, what?
I was saying it like puffs up your pussy. It makes it look moldy and shit.
But it doesn't say what causes it, like what kind of STD it's from, because I don't think the doctor will be like, yeah, well, you got blue waffle.
If you got blue waffle,
good, actually. I'm like, blueberry?
Shit, you know what?
Blue velvet? Blue velvet waffle. Did you see, so this reminds me of the story that's coming out of Houston. That's saying that syphilis is up like 120%.
I heard that.
Yeah. And women, and this was after this Mocha Fest that they had, and people were just having sex like in the pool and all kind of stuff. And now they're saying it's a big epidemic out there. So, you know, protect yourself.
Yes, please.
There's a bunch of people that didn't know they had it. But if it goes untreated, like, it can cause all these things in your body, for your body to shut down.
Yeah,
all kind of stuff. Like, you can literally die, like, go blind. It's like all kind of stuff. I'm not laughing,
but damn, look how dangerous sex is. Like, who would think sex is so dangerous? I guess all the fun things is dangerous. Like, roller coasters are dangerous, but they're the funnest. Sex raw is dangerous, but it's the funnest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it ain't so fun when your thing is burning.
But that's what I'm saying. It don't fuck with you when you crash into a roller coaster either. You're fucked.
I'm trying to see syphilis. If it's undetected, what did it say? Because with herpes, like she was saying, but they test, I think that's why they test for things like syphilis and chlamydia. I think it's because those might be the ones that, like, if they are untreated, then it's, life-threatening.
Like
it says, without treatment, syphilis can severely damage the heart, brain, or other organs, and can be life-threatening.
So you wonder why all these motherfuckers out here fucked up, because they got this shit and not getting treated. You be like, yo, bro, you was all right last week, and now you out here going crazy.
Listen, this is sick. Like, the fact that, like, people are just, that's why, guys, like, y'all should start getting tested more.
Yes.
Because mostly, what y'all do is you be like, oh, my girl went, she's good. What if she don't tell you?
Because she was fucking with Robert.
But she probably got to tell you, because at the end of the day, she's just going to keep getting it.
Nah, because at the end of the day, it's like, yo, if she fuck Robert, you're going to have to go and tell her. Because when you start pussing, because guys also have things, too. We start pussing. It's just like, you know, the pre-nut. When a guy pre-nut go all over your hand, he got a fucking bust pipe. You know what I'm saying? So you
something
have to.
Something ain't right there.
Something ain't right, family. When you keep jerking like this and there's nothing come out, you got to eye me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, when you want to check fruit. You know when a good ripe fruit. You know what I'm saying? Just by the feeling.
Y'all be knowing when something wrong, but y'all just be waiting for the bitch to come.
Nah, that pussy just changed your whole shit. Pussy and crack is like just like the exact same shit, yo. You know what I'm saying? That shit is fucked up. It fucked everybody up. It fucked generations up. It fucked countries up, states. It fucked shit up.
Pussy, so how come you could be faithful?
Because that right pussy is there.
Because the right pussy could be crack, and then you're good there.
Yeah, you look at all these crackheads getting to get away with stuff that they know ain't good. No one's fucking them up and killing them.
So basically the moral of the story is, when you go to the doctor, ask to get tested for everything. And don't ever trust the fact that you think because you have one partner that you're good. Because that one partner,
she fucking Robert, bro.
Yeah, might be disappointing you.
Yeah.
And usually it's when you're the most confident that you're going to be the most let down.
Yes, oh, because no, I'm good. Crazy.
It's just me and him. We're monogamous. Excuse me, miss.
He got female friends. No problem. They go out. They're cool. I like her.
He was asleep when I was calling.
His phone died again. Why does phone keep dying at that same time?
Same time every night, child. Get that palate. What they call it? The blood palate.
What's that?
Not, that's not what she said. She said, not that, what she call it? A blood, let me see what it's called. Where did it go? Okay. So make sure that y'all request the full panel is what she said. The full blood panel. First of all, like, I say to my doctor when I go, because you should at least once a year get a full checkup on everything.
Yeah, we check that.
Everything. I'm talking about your blood, your regular blood work to see where your sugar's at. We get into that age, y'all. You got to start watching stuff like that. And you get it early, then you're good, you know? But if you ignore things, then they just pile up and they get worse. But like, I just be like, check and test me for everything, fam. Like, everything. I don't care what it is. So that's another way of saying it. Just test me for everything. Don't do just the little ones. Mm-hmm. Don't do just the big ones. Do the little ones too. I want to know what's going on with me.
Yeah, because the little ones turn into big things. You know what I'm saying? So that's, it's like a little syphilis. It turns to blindness. What the fuck? Turns to mental health. You know,
my stupid ass thought that they gave people shots for syphilis and it didn't even exist anymore. So that goes with that. I was thinking about smallpox. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah, so where's the cure for these type of shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? A lot of people about to be blind out there. A lot of people going to be blind out there. Sound like they ain't got enough of this shit. They ain't used to getting it no more.
Yeah, it's antibiotics. You got to take antibiotics. And when it comes to other things like herpes, there's no cure. So you just got it. HPV, I believe. There's certain types of HPV that there's no cure. We already know HIV.
Yeah, man. And when you go get checked out, man, make sure you do your feet. Your feet got all your nerves in your feet. That's everything. You get your headaches and stuff. You got to get your feet checked. There's a lot of things happening in your body.
Start with your blood.
That's your feet. That's everything. Everything is comes from your feet.
Wax, your, why don't you beat your feet? Okay. Let's move on.
Play the drums, man. Let's go. Here we go.
Beat your feet. Okay, let's move on. Remember when people used to say that? Beat your feet.
Keep the stepping.
Get the stepping, Wax. Okay, yeah. Now he said keep the stepping. It's get the stepping.
Get the stepping.
All right, let's get into this. We got an email. That was a DM. I kept calling it an email. We got an email. What's the email even anymore? Wax still have no clue.
So the email is actually thebullyandthebeast@gmail.com with the in the beginning.
So thebullyandthebeast.com. On Instagram, we are Bully and the Beast Podcast. At Bully and the Beast Podcast. So one way or another, just hit us the fuck up. You know what I'm talking about? Wax, what is the email?
The Bully and the Beast Podcast. How loud is you?
Look at you. Okay. No, at
right,
Gmail.
That's what I got it right.
That's not it at all.
No,
it's Bully and the Beast at Gmail.
Gmail.com.
It's not Bully podcast. And Bully and the
at Bully and the Beast podcast. No.
No, it's a fucking email. Bully.
At Bully and the Beast.
Oh my God. Now you made me forget.
Yeah. At Bully and the Beast at gmail.com.
The Bully and the Beast at gmail.com.
The Bully and the Beast at gmail.com. They're going to definitely get it now. Shit.
Okay. One way or another. Give me one second. Hold on, y'all. Okay. So let's get into this email that we got. What's up, L'Oreal and Wax? Love the show. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's up, L'Oreal and Wax? Love the show. I listen every week and shit be jokes. I like to remain anonymous. I'm a sucker for pretty feet and pretty teeth, like Wax be saying. My girl only has one of the damn two. So I've been with my girl for 4 years. And in year one, she had retainers and whatnot to fix her teeth. She hasn't been consistent at all with it and doesn't use them at all. She complains that it hurts. Boo hoo. Also, she needs to floss more. Her teeth just be carrying mad plaque. And like, I don't know how to suggest she needs to do both. Like, mostly I want her to fix her teeth. How do I go about telling her to get back to her retainers and also floss regularly? This shit is really stopping me from even wanting to kiss her more.
I understand, bro.
Damn.
You got pretty titties and pretty toes. And you got like retainers and that type of shit. You can get teeth fixed. You know what I'm saying? You can actually get titties fixed. But, you know what I mean? Toes is really hard. So if a girl got ugly teeth with the plaque and stuff like that, that means she's not even taking care of them. And that reason why I always say pretty teeth, titties, and toes is because when a woman take care of them three, she care about herself. If she care about herself, she care about you. That's really the reasons why I say it. So if I see somebody like, oh, pretty feet, and she really take care of them, I'm like, oh, she really care about her pussy. You know what I'm saying? Everything, it goes right with it. You know what I'm saying? So if you got ugly teeth and it's all kicked up and you know she can do better and she's not, you got to get rid of her. Her mental already fucked up.
You got bitches with fake teeth that look pretty, but the real ones are a mess underneath. So I couldn't go with you on that pretty teeth thing because sometimes you just masking up the mess that you got. That's like perfume. Like, you could be dirty, but you smell good because you sprayed on that perfume.
Hello.
You get what I'm saying? But you're still dirty. No matter how dirty, you dress, yeah. You could dress up a piece of shit. It's still shit.
Even her trying to get her teeth done and make it look, the appearance look good, it's still her mental is okay.
But she tried.
Just don't give a fuck.
She just
I know girls with ugly feet. I know girls with ugly feet. I see them trying to get it done. I respect that more than the girl out here with her dirty foot. You know dirty foot. You like, girl, why you took let them go out? You ain't got no girls like that? You like, girl, come on. You could put shoes on.
Like, no. I don't hang out with girls that wear stuff that's like not, no.
The feet, no. L'Oreal.
Feet? Like bad feet?
Yeah, and they got them out. You'd be like, she shouldn't have worn them shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Bad feet or bad shoes?
Bad feet. And she put them shoes on at open toes.
Any friend I had that had bad feet got their feet fixed. Like Claudia Jordan, hey. She's always been very open about having jacked up toes. She got them fixed. And she was still getting them done and stuff. Sometimes me and my friend, we argue about this.
I respect that, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, me and my homegirl argue about this because she says that she doesn't get her toes done during the winter. And I'm like, why? She was like, to give them a chance to breathe. And I'm like, nah, fam.
Summer family?
Nah. I guess she'll only get it done if we go away. And I'm just like, I told her, me and her go back and forth with this all the time. She's like, you get them done because she gets her nails done, you know, every week.
Okay, maybe not polished, but you know what I mean? The cute.
I feel like you need the whole thing.
At the bottom. Yeah, I mean, I have to go. That's what I'm saying. Your feet is most important than anything. You see what I'm saying? You have to get your feet done. But that's all your nerves in your body. It's something that you have to get done.
But some people just have jacked up feet. Like, they just did it from young. And it's just like, what do you do?
The heritage. I'm just not the people for you. Like, that's just what it is. Like, I know the woman that's going to be perfect for me is going to have her feet and everything is done. That's just already checks that's off. I ain't got to worry about.
Like, but then what happens when it comes to men? Because y'all don't really have the best feet. And I mean, I feel like
that's not every girl thing. Every girl not titties and toes for a man.
But then what does it mean when y'all are taking care of yourselves? Because I would think toes and nails would go with that as well.
There you go. Yeah, for a girl, if she looking at the guy nails, I hear a lot of girls say guy nails. They look at his hair. They look at just not how he groom himself and what she want.
Yeah, his hair is important. No, but a nigga will be on point with his hair and dirty.
And dirty, right.
Like, y'all don't really bathe that much.
What are you talking about, L'Oreal?
Like, I feel like women opposed to men, like, y'all don't bathe enough.
Y'all got more than us. Y'all should.
No, I think that y'all need to bathe as much as us. And like,
y'all bleed and everything. Y'all the one who really be doing all the like nothing. When men nut is like, it goes in the toilet. Y'all need to go over your legs and all that type of shit. A girl like nut on her toe.
I'm getting in the shower. Like, I got a sensitive vajayjay. So after whatever, I got to get in the shower. I got to make sure my shit is, because like, if not, it's going to keep running. And then what I mean by that is the faucet will stay on. And then
you talking about that shit.
Yeah, like it keeps, you know. So it's like I have to stop it. And that's by like taking a shower.
Next.
So how are y'all so nasty that y'all could just have sex or do shit and then really still go about y'all day without like getting in the shower?
No, why? Because exactly what you just said. If we continue to keep on nutting until we shower, I think we a shower too. And I think if you say what I'm saying, L'Oreal, I think that, you know, it's a little different. We don't have synthesis meats. You got a synthesis with JJ.
But y'all be sweating a little.
It's sweat ain't got nothing to do with sensitive meat. Will I meet the sensitive? If I had a sensitive meat, I would definitely be taking a shower.
Maybe that's why y'all pass along STDs, because y'all don't wash your dick off.
No. we just putting our meat in the nasty sacks.
Y'all so put it in the sink it. And it's then y'all
be like this. Wait,
that's nasty.
Come get me. Come get some STDs. That's what pussy be asking, because most pussies got it. The way you talking about the statistics earlier, it sounds like pussy got a lot of shit in it.
Where you think it's coming from?
It can't come from a meat. It come from another pussy. Where you think the
meat's going? No, because they're just only rubbing, so that can't even be that. It's you going inside. That's coming from a man.
L'Oreal, where the money at? Inside the bank. You know what I'm saying?
No. Like,
come on, everything's inside.
Exactly. And that's where y'all are going to leave your stuff. If not, you're like this. That's not
I bet you we jerked off before we put out me and that girl.
I'm going to see if it's easy. No, because what do they say? Like, even when you talk about HIV and AIDS, they always said that majority of it circulated from...
in somebody's butt. Inside.
Guess who can't go inside of a butt? Me. You can.
What you mean you can't go inside of a dick? So that me go inside? Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh.
Stupid ass. Yes.
Dumbass.
It's you, niggas. It's you, niggas. And then y'all don't even go, like I said, y'all won't even get checked. You just go to the next, and to the next, and to the next, and to the next, and to the next.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
And you keep dropping it off, the dirty diaper.
Damn, man. Get your meat checked.
So y'all the ones that need to be washing, if anything.
Hold on. You know, y'all always got... I think
not that you can wash your STD off, because you can't.
But I'm saying, L'Oreal, it's like, y'all got the dermatologist and shit like that.
Gynecologist.
Okay, yeah. The gynecologist. The guy who plays your pussy.
No.
Yes, he do. He got to be a fucking pervert. I don't want to look at pussies. Where the fuck do we have a meat doctor? What I meet doctor call?
Doctor.
I'm going to the clinic.
Just called the doctor.
Yeah, you gotta go to the clinic, though.
Yeah, y'all gotta go to the clinic. But you can talk to your regular doctor about that stuff. So can we. But when it comes to pap smears, regular doctors don't give that. So, well, they shouldn't. They can, though. They can. Because, like, if you go to, like, an urgent care, I believe, I don't want to be wrong, but I don't know if those are gynecologists. I think there's certain things that they can do as doctors.
Yeah.
Just like I know for plastic surgery, you literally just have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a plastic surgeon.
So I can some do of that them, shit?
Yeah, some of them aren't certified. So that's how some people die. So it's like when you're board certified, that's totally different. But you just have to have like your doctorate or whatever. You just have to be a doctor in order to perform. Because I remember they were saying the one guy that from Mob Wives that had messed up Renee, that he was a gynecologist.
That's the pussy guy, right?
Yeah, and he was doing surgeries. And he did a lot of people. He's like a lot of girls in New York or whatever. But anyway, back to the topic. So her teeth are fucked up. I mean, I couldn't kiss anyone with fucked up teeth. Why don't you pay to get her teeth done?
Yeah, she need that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she got that retainer thing, you just got to go like, baby, guess what? I got a new way to brush your teeth. It's for your partner to do. So you want to start brushing your teeth if you really love her. If not, you seeing that...
She's brushing her teeth, though.
Not with all that cake. Not with all that cake he's talking about. No,
tartar and all that is from... it's the build-up plaque. So you need to get your teeth clean for that. That's not brushing your teeth. You can scrape it off all you want, but it's going to come right back because that's just like it's built-up plaque. So you need to go to the dentist and get the special.
Well, go get her teeth done. That's what I'm saying. Go get her teeth done. She really got the pretty teeth and pretty toes. But now that the toes are average, you know what I'm saying? The titties, they got to be some real nice ones. And the toes got to be some real nice ones for you to even deal with teeth looking like that. You know what I'm saying? But she got average toes. And, you know, if she have a baby, the titties is going to be done. Am I saying that wrong? It's fucked
up. But, like, what are nice titties? Like, I'm lost by that. So do you mean, like, titty job? A boob job?
No. I just, like, just nice titties. I mean, everybody got different titties. Some people like banana titties. Some people like round, big jugs. I don't care for round, big jugs. I like slimmy titties. You know what I'm saying?
What if they're hard?
I don't want hard titties.
But they look nice.
Because it's all about them when you're riding. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about for me for titties. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not drinking milk no more.
Because so like, I look at some bitches and I'll be like, they titties look hard.
Yeah. Yeah,
they
got melons. Yeah, they got two melons in there. That's what you call the melon titties.
It looks like it hurts.
I don't want melon titties.
Yeah, do it hurt?
But you know how many guys like melon titties? So pretty titty and toes is really at your what you like. You might be like, oh, them shit is beautiful. Some might be like, I'm okay. Some might be like, oh, I'm looking at them nice titties. I'm like, I like my titties smaller. You know what I'm saying?
But you can tell somebody. I don't know, because you know, like, my ex, like back in the day before I knew about like white cavity things, you know, they used to give us like the black ones.
The caps.
Remember that? No, not the caps. The black cavity fill-in, whatever. That's what I mean, the fill-in. And I remember one time, they had started to switch over and I had like a white one. And then one time I like laughed and he was like, let me see, you got a black fill-in?
I had a silver one.
He's like, you got to go to the dentist. And he sent me to the dentist and paid for them to change my fillings to white from black. And I wasn't offended. I was like, thank you. Shit, what the fuck? I didn't want to see that shit either.
I see what you're saying. I don't think she'd be offended if she knew that you're trying to upgrade her.
But you can't just be like, your breath's stinking, you got plaque.
No, that's kind of the actual way to do it. You know what I'm saying?
No, because you bring her to your dentist.
Okay. So you go to the extreme. The extreme is both of those. Telling her breath stink, that means she's making the next appointment.
No, don't do that. No. Because you bring her to your dentist and you get her into a routine. Like, make it a thing like y'all do together. Like, oh, my dentist is fire. Like, I want you, I got a black dentist. She just, thank God she's back because she just got back from Harvard. She went to Harvard for a program. But, her dad had took over the business and no slight to the dad. The dad is cool, but it's just different when you used to a certain dentist. So I was just kind of like, I'm gonna wait till she come back. Mm-hmm. So now she's back and I'm happy. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to schedule my teeth cleaning. I missed the cleaning because he was there. Not like that. Again, he's lovely, but not for me. So what I would do is I would just tell the woman, your woman, like, look, my dentist is the bomb. Like, she's fire. She's, or he is black or whatever. Mm-hmm. If y'all Mexican or white, y'all got this one doctor, dentist, fire.
Yep.
Gives you candy when you leave.
Tell them they got a 2-for-1 special. I'm like, yo, I'm about to get my teeth cleaned. You want to come to 2-for-1 special?
Something.
You know what I'm saying? That's easy.
Once you flip over and switch over, you kind of just end up sticking with that dentist. So I would just make it like a routine thing. Like, hey, let's go get our teeth cleaned every 3 months. Don't worry about it. I got it.
There you go. Put that to the side. Every 5 days, put a couple bucks to the side. So
now, the retainer part is going to be a problem because those shits do hurt. I have braces. And when anytime they adjust it, it's so sensitive. You have a headache. You can't sleep. It is difficult to correct.
Are they supposed to stink? I smelled one before it was sitting on the sink, and I smelled the retainer.
Why would you do that? That's because the person breath stink.
Yep, it was the retainer stink, and then I smelled the vibrator before for no reason.
And that stunk too.
Yeah, it stunk too.
Yeah, you were supposed to
even do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't the same girl. I just smelled the vibrator for nobody never just smelled the vibrator for no reason.
No.
Like, I smelled the vibrator for no fucking reason. I'm like, what the fuck? It smelled like the rubber was burning. Like she used that shit all the fucking time.
Oh my goodness. You should have got her a new one. Either way, I think that's the nicest way to let her know what's up, right?
Yes, I like that. Two for one special, baby.
So I said something like that, but whatever. You could just mash it up together. But just, would you cut somebody off for that?
T-Tilly is very important for me. You know what I'm saying? Right now, if I see you trying, I'm down.
She was.
She's gonna let you. The cake, L'Oreal. Like you gotta do something with that cake. The cake means you're not taken care of. Like they got the floss. They got them them little stick things that you put in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, he said that was a problem too. Yeah, I would keep those around the house, and I would just always floss in front of her.
Yes, right after every meal. Here you go, baby. Now you need some.
And I would just hand it right to her.
Say, no, I'm good. Look. But what if she say? No, I'm good.
Look at me.
What if she say? No, I'm good.
Look,
I see you.
I keep floss. Yeah, like I have floss.
But what if she say? No, I'm good. I don't need that. What if she say that?
I don't know, but I think about that. But I know some people with some pretty teeth that I never saw floss.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work? Just some people's teeth are better than others.
Yeah, some people got some. A lot of things with genes, man. I know one of my boys, he's like 38, and his teeth is rotten. And he don't smoke crack unless he's doing it without us knowing. But I know his family
but
members.
Does he brush teeth? Clearly not.
His uncle got like a hole on one of his teeth. His other cousin, all back here, is gone.
Have toothpaste in their house. And they all lived in the same house.
L'Oreal, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. That's taught behavior.
You know what? In high school, everybody had a stick family or a stick breath family or, you know what I'm saying? The one that's Mike P. You know who the house is Mike P. You know the Roach's house. Yeah. Okay. I see what you said.
It's taught behavior because somebody the other day, I gotta say who it was. Shout out to Vita Loca. She told me that she had tried to catch her shit in her hand with the tissue because of what you said before.
There you go.
So that's like taught behavior. You get what I'm saying?
But I was doing that really for a reason. Like I was catching my shit to put it in.
You didn't make that clear. No. Mm-mm. That's not what you said. That's not what you initially said.
I get it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, so people really believe that you did that and they tried it. That's what I mean. Like, say who you said that was, your cousin or your friend?
Who's that?
With the messed up rotten teeth, your friend.
Yeah, one of my boys and his uncle and all of them.
So that's what I'm saying. His uncle and them ain't never brushed their teeth, so he felt like he ain't never had to brush his teeth. So the whole family got fucked up teeth. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm here. My dad fucked up teeth. Jeez.
What'd you say?
I just say, like, shit, I'm here. My dad fucked my mom with her fucked up teeth. I guess it's okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's all people's preference, man. Some people don't mind people who smoke cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all up to you.
All right, just be nice. Because if you love her, which it seems like you do, because you're staying around her with a stink breath, then you just need to let her... You know, it should break her in easy, and I think that's the way to do it. Just make it a group activity. Mm-hmm. Like, if the two of y'all could do it together, it's always better and more fun. And, like, I always like to throw in the fact that, like, my dentist's office has TVs on each chair, so you get to sit there and chill while you wait. They take you right away. It ain't no, long way. You got to just hype her up. Like, I got the best dentist ever. Never feel anything hurting.
I like walking right in. All that sitting in the waiting room and all that type of shit. Yeah.
I ain't doing that shit. But sitting in my chair while I wait for the dentist to look at the x-rays or whatever, I'll be watching TV. They got your little remote.
I'll be chilling. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I do. I chill with that. Fuck that waiting room shit.
That's
Fuck
what I'm you. Saying. That's it.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold-press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, now let's get into word on the street. Now, Antonio Brown is asking if he can sleep with Adam 22's wife because everybody else is. Dude, you're cool with Adam 22, ain't you?
Are they trying to get me on the show? I don't know him.
Would you sleep with his wife? Like, he let the one guy sleep with his wife.
I don't sleep with married women. No more. I got beat from God, so it's more of a religious thing for me. I don't speak no more.
But I believe she's like a porn star, and he just agrees.
She's married, though. Yeah, she's married.
He agrees to her having sex with certain people. And I think only one was ever a black guy. That was the last one. And now he's talking shit like he fucked her better than Adam 22. So then Antonio Brown got a whiff of the whole thing. And he's like, let me get next. And then Adam 22, he responded and said, what are you going to do with it with your little ass meat? How does he know that Antonio Brown has a little meat?
Antonio Brown. It was a football player. I thought you meant the guy that's on that Bad Boy shit. What's his name? Light skinned piece
Chris
of
Brown?
Guy. He's out of control. He's out of control. He's on that Bad Boy show.
Bad Boy show.
Orlando Brown.
Oh, Orlando Brown. Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's
no,
what I thought you were talking about.
Why the fuck do you even know that show? That's weird.
No, because that guy's out of control. He's always got a bunch of clips up. He'd just be wild.
Yeah, no, not that guy. Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, the football player.
Okay, how do you know he got a little meat? You're right. And I think the guy, Adam, I think he liked meat.
Me too!
Yeah, that's the only reason why you let somebody be fucking get meat, because you want to talk to her and ask her how it was. Like, you just want to have something in common with her.
And then he asked, like, a streamer to have sex with her. He's, like, one of the biggest streamers. And he was like, please have sex with her. Like, and he bought her a Lambo after she slept with the other guy. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
That's why he wanted his wife. Hey, a lot of people want their wives for different reasons. Some people want their wife to help them grow financially. Some people want their wife to help them with the house. Some people want their wife there to cook and clean. Some people want their wife just to help them get bitches. And this nigga right here got his wife to help him get niggas.
He's doing anything for clout, or he got her doing everything for clout.
Yeah, nah, it's not happy. So Antonio Brown, that'd go viral. So if you're doing everything for clout, go ahead and let this man smash too at the end of the day. You see what I'm saying?
So if you were with someone and they were like, listen, we both should have a hall pass. I get to sleep with any person I want, and so do you. Would you agree to that?
It all depends on how much I love her. You know what I'm saying? If I don't love you like that, we could do anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm down. I'm going to get the other pussy too. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm in love with you, no way. I don't even want no other man looking at you at all. You know what I'm saying?
Even if she says, like, listen, say it's right before y'all get married.
Okay.
And it's like, this is our last final hurrah. You deal with whoever you deal with tonight. I deal with whoever I deal with tonight, protected. Yes. I'm not going to suck his dick, and this is the last person ever that I'm going to touch.
And I'm never going to have to find out about
this. You'll never have to find out who the person is or anything, but she wants to be honest with you because she doesn't want to hide it. Would you let her do it?
Would I do that?
The last time.
If I'm in love with her, if I'm marrying her for love, no. If I'm marrying her because she got money, or she's a great cook, or she just could take care of the household. Yes, hell yeah. Go do your thing. I was trying to get away from the fuck this other bitch too. You know what I'm saying?
So would you rather her lie to you?
No. I would love for her to tell me the truth. Any situation I'm in, and I think relationships all across the board is a relationship. So I would love for all relationships to be so honest that you don't even realize who the person is, what they bring it to you, and how they really doing it. You might accept it. You know what I'm saying? So
I think you might accept it. I don't think you're going to admit it now. But it's like, if neither one of y'all, I couldn't do it. I'm not gonna lie, I couldn't do it either.
Yeah, because you want to be in love with the man you want to marry, but yeah. You're just marrying this man for money. If you Hefner told you that, you're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? You don't mind. But if Dolly Parton asked me, and I know I'm about to marry Dolly Parton for her money, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, Dolly, go holler at this dude. And make sure he give you extra money too. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
But it makes me think of that thing. I know you saw it, or maybe you didn't. It went viral. Okay. It was a woman that was showing her engagement ring in front of the house. And she said, the DMs are officially closed. And she shows her wedding ring, her engagement ring. And people were killing her, ripping her apart. Like, so before he proposed, you were letting anybody slide into DMs? Like, shouldn't you have been acting like a wife to become a wife? But then some people say, don't do the wife duties without the wife title. So which one is it?
That's why nobody's getting married no more. Which one is it? Funerals and weddings. That's why it's more funerals and weddings now, because nobody want to play the part, because they do feel like, you know, these guys are not stable enough to be able to, you know, continue to be able to go. But y'all women is so smart. Y'all supposed to know who's who. Don't just be going around just trying to build this dude and all that type of shit. Find out who this dude is. Look at his character. Look at his base, where he's strong at. And if you can build on top of that, because we need y'all to build, that's what you build on. Build on good soil. Girls out here building on fucking soil with fucking bottle cans and seashells in the motherfucker. And then wonder why her fucking grass ain't growing. Bitch, look what the fuck you got.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with a fucked up nigga from the beginning.
Come on. Look what this nigga can do. He ain't got nothing going on. He ain't doing shit. Then figure out what the fuck is going on. See who's who. And y'all girls smart enough to be it, because y'all get to pick anybody. If it's 10 men in the crew, y'all get to pick anyone y'all like, y'all can fuck any one of them. We can't do
it. We be picking the wrong one, child. That's what I like. You got to really wait. I learned that shit in life. Like, I've always been like, you got to wait and see who's around. But for real, like, sometimes you get lucky and you just end up meeting
a
person.
You got to wait and see what's around.
Huh?
You mean? So if any guy's there, you don't know which one you like. It's just the one that's you see it best fits for you. Like, I don't know. If it's 10 guys, how you know which one you like? Like, you might like 3 of them? That's kind of wild.
Nah. When you're around 10 guys, you should be around them for like at least 10 months before you pick one. Because
honestly, you know who's who for real.
Yeah, I want to see who's doing what, who's the clown, who's acting like they cool, who's the boss. You get what I'm saying? Because sometimes people be thinking the boss is always, or the one that seems to be the boss is the one that's it. But sometimes he ain't even really the boss. He fronting.
Nah, he the front.
Acting like the boss.
That's the one. Yes.
Because I even think back to like BMF days when I was a little kid and I would see BMF. Everybody would think Blue Da Vinci was like that man, but it was really Meech. Meech was more quiet, and even though everybody knew that Meech was up, it was like they put Blue to the forefront, but Blue wasn't really even doing nothing that Meech was doing. Do you see him in the BMF series? No. But that's usually how it be. They put this one in the forefront, and people be like, oh, yeah, that's the boss. But he really be the one.
Paid in full. Cam.
Do you get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you.
The flashiest one. The one that's talking the most.
Never the boss. The boss out the way, believe me. He did that already.
The boss didn't even come outside.
He ain't even outside. He paid for the table.
You didn't even meet him yet. You didn't even meet
him for months.
You didn't see him.
For months.
You had to wait. You were supposed to wait.
You don't fuck 3 of them thinking all 3 of them the boss. That's the fuck you get, motherfucker.
I see the best thing was when, because I've always been around mostly men. So like I seen girls get got numerous times by the clown and the crew.
Always.
Like just because he had on the most chains. It's like, no, girl, he got on everybody chain.
That's it. Yep. Yo, let me hold that. Hold me.
These niggas don't even want to wear that chain. The niggas that really up don't even want to wear.
His car ain't his. That's his other nigga. Other car. He let him ride that nigga get you.
Yeah, this nigga don't even want to drive. The real nigga.
He not even driving. He got chauffeur because he leaving early. He got a flight to catch in the morning. Let these niggas go out and chill in my mansion for the weekend. Come on, fam.
Exactly. So, yeah, you got to be careful. But I will say that I didn't really like that she said that, because I'm definitely not wiping up no dude that's out here acting crazy. And then when I decide to be serious, then he's like, oh, yeah, now I'm wiped up. Like, so what the fuck was you doing all this time, nigga?
No, but you know, that is mostly guys. That's why I don't like it, because she's trying to be a man. That's not cool.
Nah, I don't think either of it is cool.
No, it's not. But, you know, men got their black book that they give up during their bachelor party. Be like, you know what? Listen, man, all these hoes, my gist in cases and stuff, out the window. That's for men. These women ain't supposed to have
gist in cases. But were you dealing with these bitches while you were dealing with her?
Probably not. They would just be there when, you know, you might find out that shorty, you might have found one of them DMs that she went through and it was sitting there liking or you entertaining.
So isn't she doing what you're doing? So what's the big deal? If y'all not committed to each other, then?
It's a difference. The woman is the one that's supposed to be, you know, there, you know, present herself to be, you know, one to get married to. Mm. Now, it was the other way around. If the men sit there, he's supposed to get one to get married to and he's paying for everything. I think the woman's supposed to be on her shit.
I just couldn't imagine committing and like putting my whole life in the hands of somebody that was still embarrassing me up until the day they gave me a ring.
I'm not doing it either.
Like, you have all this time in your life to do whatever you want. Why do you wait till you're with me to decide to fuck with bitches? Like,
they fuck us.
Nah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the wrong nigga. I don't want no nigga like that. If y'all see a nigga that I deal with doing anything, let me know.
Let me know if y'all see any of these girls that I used to deal with, because, you know, I'm super single now. It's like, it's unbelievable. I can't believe myself.
You trust your partner or whatever, so you don't even think about that. But then when you talk about things like that, you're like, well, guys are this way. And it's like, nah, don't be that way with me, fam. If you're gonna be like that, you should be alone. Like, get with me when you serious, because if not, like,
yeah,
because don't make me be serious and I'm out here being loyal and faithful, and you're just out here doing anything.
Posted. You're out here posted.
That's embarrassing for anybody.
She gave her head like, look, your girl posted this stuff again.
Yeah.
Both of y'all.
No, give the same respect. If you don't want that shit done to you, don't do that shit to me. Period.
It's like you said, respect. Like,
because it's going to be a problem. It's cool when you do it. It's going to be a big problem when I do. Because look,
It's hard. It hurts.
And not just that, because, you know, like, I'm the type of person that's like, oh, we tried to get me, huh? we gonna get you. You get what I'm trying to say? Let's keep it peaceful and copacetic and move on.
Whoever hit first usually don't even get the blunt. You know what I'm saying? You get the blunt, the punishment, if you get this. Oh, now it's my go. So don't hit first. First, man, don't hit first, because the other one gonna try to smack in your head is gonna be fuck your father or your brother.
You gonna say, God forbid you hit twice back in a row, oh nigga, then I got to annihilate you. You ain't gonna breathe.
Start beefing with the nigga you was just beefing with. The weed man that you love his weed.
I'm gonna make your father job me to his house.
Go ahead and get your father a hand job. So your mom can't smash it. If you break your mom and your dad up, if she break the mom and the dad up after 30 years of marriage, she's a G.
Okay, did you see this story with, I know you have, it's a whole bunch of stuff coming out. I don't even want to touch too much on it, but Carly Russell.
I heard
about that.
That story hurt my feelings.
I think it hurts everybody's feelings, and I'm sad to say that, like, I kind of called it, which people were so mad at me, and it was only for me listening to what everybody had to say, everybody's opinions, and then I weighed in on it, too, and was like, this ain't adding up, you know what I mean? Like, a kidnapping is a kidnapping, and you're not going to be going crazy like how the boyfriend was and doing interviews like that. If your family almost really died because they was kidnapped, that's traumatizing.
It is traumatizing.
That's not something that you're just going to continue and go on Instagram and be like, yeah, we just want to say,
fam, we out the way. We looking for her for real, nigga.
We looking, not only are we looking for her, but now we looking for the kidnappers. Where's that fucking kid? Like,
where's the baby? What's up?
That's how I knew. And then when certain people were speculating, of course, you're like, I don't want to say nothing yet because they already do not take it serious when it comes to Black women, anything that we go through. So the fact that she, this seems to be staged now is what we're seeing. It's sad because they released the 911 call. Angelo, you can add a piece of that right here.
Hi, I am on Interstate 459, and there is a kid just walking by themselves.
Oh, hello. Hold on. Where I'm from? How are you?
I'm right next to the exit 10 by the Comfort Med, like to get off by the Comfort
Med. Okay, so you're before that exit?
Yes.
Okay, and were you headed southbound or northbound? Okay, towards that foothill or towards 280?
Towards the
And when you listen to her, like, she sounds together, educated, it sounds real. But it's not. Something's off. She Googled what happened in a movie Taken. She Googled what happens when you take money from a register and try to get away with it. She Googled, what was it? Taking money from a register without being caught. One-way bus tickets. Do you have to pay for an Amber Alert? The film Taken, how to take money from a register without being caught. So this, I don't know. Where does she work? Rite Aid? Because every time I see her, she has on a medical coat. So I thought she was like some type of healthcare pharmacy professional, but or like a nurse or... Either way.
She can do massages. That's what girls be doing. They be lying and saying, telling their boyfriend that they're a nurse and they really do massages.
You're funny. But what, so, okay. Besides the fact of this and the obvious of what we could be talking about, which is very unfortunate that she did this, if that is in fact true and made up, amazing, being kidnapped, that's super disgusting. I don't understand why you would do something.
The woman who cried for a wolf.
And this is why they don't care. You know what I mean? But what was the last thing you searched in your Google?
Oh, man. Last thing I searched. I was on ChatGPT.
And what you put?
I had a response to an email. I copy and pasted the email and conducted a response for me. I just copy and pasted the response.
That's hilarious. Wax, what about you?
Oh, what?
What's the last thing that you Google searched?
Oh, last thing I Google searched right now is...
I had to plug in a mic.
Oh, no.
I had to plug in a mic is crazy. I can't see what that is. Drunk?
That's fire.
Dump tank?
That's a dump tank. I'm going to put this guy...
This right is the last thing I Googled.
Dude. You see that light-skinned dude right there on the phone? I'm a motherfucker. Put this guy on the dump tank upside down and hit that shit.
Yeah, I think you had to put the mic in was exactly what
yes, motherfucker.
I Googled syphilis because we were trying to find the symptoms, huh?
Yeah, I was trying to get me a dump tank for my spot.
Oh, okay. Because you're a clown. And
I said that girl worked at a spa, by the way.
See?
She works at a spa?
Yeah, well, she did that shit, man.
So she clearly stole money from the register and then tried to hit the fucking road. How much money did this
all
spa
the girls
have?
Who do that is scammers. All the spa girls, all the girls, they all lie to their boyfriends and tell them that they like doctors and nurses and shit, and they go do wig jobs. Wing, wing, wing.
How much money did this girl have in that spa register? spas aren't cheap, but like enough to stage a kidnapping and an Amber Alert.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, come on, girl.
But then again, the bitch from Amazon, you seen her? She pulled up in a Lambo to work every day. She stole million from Amazon.
Smarty, and they still work there. Good job.
No, because she kept stealing.
Go get an island.
That wasn't the stupid shit. The stupid shit was that she was coming to work in the Lambo.
Stunting.
Like,
I'm getting, yeah.
Like, bitch, where did you get the money for this Lambo? We all work here.
Something happened with her father and gave her money.
Lord. Okay. Now let's talk about Black Excellence.
We got.
So, okay, we got three Black Excellence this week. One of them is Kim Kardashian.
You know she was Black.
She's Black now because okay. She has a lot of Black in her. So Skims is now worth $4 billion, but that's not why we're giving her Black Excellence. A woman got shot wearing one of the Skims bodysuits, and it saved her life. Because
okay, Kim.
It kept the bleeding down.
Nice.
So this lady got shot four times. No, she was Mexican. Black? That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. That's okay, because Kim's okay. Black. So she was shot four times in a road rage incident. Somebody was shooting at someone else. She was standing by like a food truck. She ended up getting hit four times. A few people got shot. And
them
it saved her life.
Good as hell. Them tacos must be good as hell.
That's not funny. It saved her life because it literally...
The food truck is next to her.
It literally held the blood in. Can you fucking believe that shit?
That's amazing, Kim.
Kim K good does job. It again. She saves another life.
And this time it's not Black. It's amazing.
Well, she probably has a lot of Black in her too. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're also going to give a big shout out to Jay-Z. As y'all know, the Book of Hov exhibit in Brooklyn Public Library was revealed. And it's a celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Sean Carter Foundation. And, you know, said it was an extraordinary experience for the fans. So they took his lyrics and they covered the whole building with it. Super dope. Everybody pulled up to that thing. And Jay and Beyonce and the whole family celebrated the display and the accomplishment, which is a great achievement for a young boy from Marcy Projects, Brooklyn.
Amazing.
Now you're in the public library, you know, and that's amazing, like you said, in Brooklyn. As soon as you pull up in Brooklyn, you're going to see Hove, okay?
I would love to do something like a library or something, because I never went to a library before. You know what I'm saying?
Well, because you can't read.
That's what I'm saying. So I was never interested in going to read. You know what I'm saying? So I never did that.
And the Book of Wax.
That'd be a book that I would never read.
It'll have no words.
It will have a word on each in each page.
Picture.
A picture and one word on each page.
Yeah, I like that.
Why don't I just do a picture book? Yeah.
And also, a big shout out to Little Baby. He opened up a new seafood restaurant in Atlanta, and it's called The Seafood Menu. And he is trying to bring this business to other places. So it may be in a city near you. He wants to franchise it. So good luck to Little Baby on that. And matter of fact, I got one more Black Excellence. Big shout out to Deion Sanders' son. He brought himself a Maybach off of his NIL money.
Oh, brother.
Name, image, and likeness, just in case you don't know what that is. So he has a few deals. So it was more than a few, because enough to get him a Maybach. And Deion Sanders made it clear, he ain't getting none of this money from me, because when I was in college, I ain't had no Maybach, and he wouldn't be having one either. But he bought it himself. I love the fact that the college players are getting to the bag now, because they were definitely taking them and getting a lot of money. These schools was getting a lot of money from these athletes.
I still had to sell drugs, man. I still had to do a lot of things. I wouldn't have to sell my body and drugs. I got indicted in college, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of things I wouldn't have did if I was getting paid like that.
Just trying to play for a school that was making a shit ton of money off of you. So, you know, it is what it is. But shout out to all of that Black excellence. And now we're going to get into the last segment of the show. And that is Wax's ABC. Wax's ABC. So you know how we give it up. Wax has to use this word in a sentence, define it, tell us what the word is. Angela, we can't see shit at all. And today, the word is, you got to put it closer. The word is U-R-O. Come on, Angela. Come on, twerk.
Talk
or something.
So you come up on the screen.
There you
go. Okay, so the word is spelled U-R. I can't see it, and I got to be cockeyed. U-R-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. U-R-O-L-O-G-I-S-T.
U-R-O-G-O-S-T. You ghost. You are a ghost. That's what it is. Is you're a ghost is you know, one of the albums that Ghostface and them have is You're a Ghost. You're a Ghost is like, you know, when they have different things going on, like the bar mitzvahs and stuff like that, and, you know, and they want to bring him to like Italy and stuff like that and have a bar mitzvah for the kids unless he had to say You're a Ghost, and You're a Ghost is like an Italy word. So You're a Ghost is like you are a ghost. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying the sentence.
You are a ghost. Okay.
I went to Italy for a concert out there, and they said they were going to have Ghostface Killer, and they didn't want him to come. So he had to change his name to You Are a Ghost. You know what I'm saying? That's just something like praising the ghosts out there, because that's what they do out there. That's it, you know? You're a ghost.
Yeah, sounds about right. So, Twerk, what the hell does that really say? Because I know it doesn't say that.
No, the word is urologist. And it means a doctor who specializes in the study or in the study or treatment of the function or on disorders of the urinary system, also known as the penis.
I'm mad you said the sturdy. The sturdy was my favorite part.
The sturdy.
Yes, that sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds about right there.
There was nowhere close to what you said.
Yeah, the atmosphere is what he's talking about, and that's where the ghost is at.
Hmm?
That's a ghost. The atmosphere.
Yeah. Oh, it's a meat doctor.
Oh, we got somebody for who's on drugs.
We got somebody for who's on that. Drugs.
I put a post on the story. Got somebody.
Oh, did we? Because I thought we were done, but I guess we can have somebody. Oh,
I like who's on.
He left. He left. Never mind.
Thank God, I'm ready to go.
Fuck you.
Maybe better off next week. Yeah, you know what? Next week, let's bring back who's on drugs.
Please, thank you.
So we'll bring back who's on drugs. Pull up on us. We're going to be on Zoom. We're going to figure out when. Let's do another Zoom. And then we'll make sure one of y'all could pull up on us and talk y'all shit. One of our old heads need to pull up on us, too.
What are you at? You know what I'm saying? We haven't seen them. What the fuck?
We didn't call for them. Twerk just did. But no, we'll do it again. So yes. We're going to get out of here, though. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And hopefully next week, Wax has a mic that works and then we can incorporate Angelo, too, because his mic sound is shitty as well.
Yeah. Damn.
We're going to get out of here.
Get out of here, man.
Bye.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.